Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys.
This week, Steph's great-looking vegetarian tartatin and ratatouille is bursting with French charm. Thinking about which wine to pair with it, you might want to consider the kinds of French wine that would work, or you might want to reach for a vegetarian-friendly wine. However, as the dish is quite forgiving of whatever wine you choose, you might just want to go for one of your fave styles in general. There are a couple of points to consider about the ingredients which can guide you further. While the tartatin could work with a white, a rosé or a red, the ratatouille might not be as good if served with a white. This is because a white wine will have generally a higher natural acidity than a rosé or a red. And by acidity, we're not talking about the school chemistry sort that you need to wear gloves for. No, just think about the zesty zippiness of fruit like lemons, green apples or pineapples. The tomato in the ratatouille also has its natural acidity, so pairing a white might just make things a little bit too tart on the tongue. So, if you were thinking about rosé, I'd be reaching for our Olibay Sanso Rosé from the south of France, on offer at only $6.49 a bottle. Abundant in soft summer red fruit, this is fresh in style, but finishes softly with good texture and richness, which means it won't get lost against the stronger flavours of the dish. This wine is also suitable for vegetarians and vegans alike. However, for me, my perfect wine pairing for Steph's tartatin and ratatouille ticks all the boxes. It's French, red and vegetarian stroke vegan friendly. Hailing from the Languedoc are Les Oliviers Merlot Mourvèdre at $7.99 a bottle is full of rustic charm. With classic ripe Merlot flavours of red summer berries, plums and damsons, then a green herby edge on the finish from the Mourvèdre, this red is a gorgeously simple delight. Cheers.
Perfect wine pairing on Stray FM with Ake and Humphreys. Wine know-how, simply shared on Leeds Road, Harrogate and School Lane, Conyngham.